Hello, this is Daniel for Christians on Campus. And we come to the first Bible study of this topic, the common faith. The common faith is what we believe in. This is what we stand for and contend for. Titus 1:4 says, "To Titus, genuine child, according to the common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Savior." And Jude 3 says, "Beloved, while using all diligence to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you and exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints." We can be general about so many other things, but with the common faith, we should be precise and unwavering. It is common because all genuine believers have it in common and treasure it. For our college years, for our working life, and for our whole life, it is important to be equipped with the knowledge of the common faith. This is a fundamental need of all Christians. This Bible study presents 8 items of the common faith that we can count on and treasure for our whole life. Item by item, we will be able to express what we believe in. So for the first item, we have this. The Bible is the complete divine revelation inspired by God, word by word, through the Holy Spirit. For this first topic, we come really to the Bible. And the Bible is where we find the Word of God and the contents of our faith. Although we may use ministry books that open the Bible to us and help us to understand the Bible is always the final authority on any matter. We should be able to answer questions about the Bible. So, using verses in the Bible, can you show what the origin of the Bible is? Or how about this question? Is the Bible really that good? What can it do for us? So let's dive in a little bit more. Let's read 2 Peter 1:21. "For no prophecy was ever born by the will of man, but men spoke from God while being born by the Holy Spirit." 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." So these two verses, 2 Peter 1:21 and 2 Timothy 3:16, are the most important verses for this Bible study. And even we recommend that you memorize them. 2 Peter 1:21. "For no prophecy was ever born by the will of man, but men spoke from God while being born by the Holy Spirit." This might answer the first question. Where does the Bible come from? 2 Timothy 3:16, actually, I would also add verse 17, but might answer the second question. What is the Bible good for? Let's look at the origin of the Bible. The Bible is God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16, that's that second verse. This shows us that all scripture is God-breathed. Now, the Bible being the speaking from God by men born by the Holy Spirit. We see that in that verse, 2 Peter 1:21. So it came by men born by the Holy Spirit. Now, we have a couple of other verses that show that the Bible is God speaking as well in the prophets and in the Son. So 2 Samuel 23:2, "The Spirit of Jehovah spoke through me, and his word was on my tongue." Hebrews 1:1-2 says, "God, having spoken of old in many portions and in many ways to the fathers in the prophets, has at the last of these days spoken to us in the Son. So the Bible is God speaking. Then how do we see the next point, which is the Bible being the Holy Spirit's revelation? John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality. For he will not speak from himself, but what he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are coming. Another point is the Bible being the embodiment of God the Spirit. John 6:63 says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Now, on the functions of the Bible, what is the Bible good for? What does it do for us? Well, with the Bible, you have testifying concerning the Lord Jesus. John 5:39 says, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is these that testify concerning me. We also have the Bible making men wise unto salvation. 2 Timothy 3:15. The sacred writings which are able to make you wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Also, causing men to be regenerated. 1 Peter 1:23. Having been regenerated, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the living and abiding Word of God. Now, how about this point? Being the believer's spiritual milk. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes long for the guileless milk of the Word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation. Also, being the believer's bread of life. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. And our last point is that the Bible makes the believers complete. 2 Timothy 3:17. That the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Well, thank you very much. That's all we have for this Bible study today.